Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This has been as brilliant, though I've never ever been.
That yourself. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the 22nd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. This is our kickoff week, kickoff day for our anniversary week. And as I've said before, and fair warning, we're going to be a little extra obnoxious this week. And we're doing all that with our good friend Eva Rosenberg, who's been with us now since the first year. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama, taxmama.com. The Trump Tax Cut, that's the new book on the new tax law. Deduct Everything, that's the one right behind it. She's our good friend Eva. Welcome back, and thank you again for all that you've done, and thank you for your abiding support over all the years.
Well, you do a great job, and, you know, look at who's coming on next. You have some of the most interesting guests.
Well, Steve Forbes told everybody over the weekend, I'm going to be on after Eva Rosenberg. I heard him say that. So he's pretty impressed. Hey, Eva. You've spent some time with the IRS, and as we went to the break, you were reminding us that if the IRS if they send you a letter about your refund, you need to respond because they might be trying to help you because you might have an identity problem, so be sure to respond. And if the IRS visits you, it might be because they're trying to help you solve a problem with your payroll tax. So don't assume that they're going to hurt you, right?
Yeah, payroll taxes, I don't know if you realize, but about 70% of the money the IRS collects is from payroll taxes. And, you know, it's from employers. And a lot of small employers, certainly not anyone listening to you regularly, because you have taught people
so much about how
to run a business properly, yeah. But so many small employers think, you know, I've taken the money out of the employee's paycheck, and they don't think about it as the employee's money or the IRS's money. They think they can use that float, and, you know, they'll pay it to the IRS later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll get to it. It's not your money. And if you start down that path, it just escalates more and more.
And that makes does make the IRS ill. They don't like that.
Well, it does, and you know, they're stealing from the employee.
That's right.
The IRS is still going to give that employee their refunds and things based on what the WT says.
If they determine that you've done it flagrantly and abusively and you don't have a plan, they will put you in jail for that.
When you reach a certain point, but first you might be able to negotiate to pay the trust fund recovery penalty.
Right.
And that just the amount that was withheld from the paycheck, not including the employer's portion.
So if somebody
comes to visit you,
could you just say, I know I'm behind, I guess I'm in trouble. Can you help me? Would that be a good thing to say? Will you help me, please?
It would be. If you don't have a tax professional you're already working with, then it might not be a bad idea to talk to these collection officers, and they will help you look at your payroll.
Contrition and ask for forgiveness. It works for me with my wife, so why wouldn't it work with the IRS, right?
It does, but what their purpose is on that initial visit is to help the business restructure their finances a little bit so that they can manage to pay the payroll taxes regularly.
Right.
Their idea is if we can catch the problem in the beginning, if we can nip it in the bud, the company will then be on a solid track and they will stay in compliance. If we don't catch it in the beginning, the company may go under, and anybody who signs on the bank account or on a board of directors who would have responsibility might be hit for that trust fund recovery penalty when the company goes under.
All right, let's change subject and talk about the IRS appeals program.
Let's talk about the IRS appeals program. They have something called AJAC, which is an appeals program where they've instituted this a few years ago. Keith Matsuda went around teaching everybody in the country, so all IRS offices do things the same way. And then he bugged off and retired, left it in anyone's hands. But what this is if you file an appeal after an audit, you need to have given the auditor everything, all of the documents that relate to your case. You cannot give appeals new information. Appeals is for dealing with legal issues, not with the documentation about income or expenses. And so they instituted this program where a lot of us tried to get around the examiner, who was sometimes very unpleasant and uncooperative.
Mm-hmm.
We just say, post the exam, we're going to appeals, we'll give appeals the information. It doesn't work now. If you haven't given it to the auditor and you try to give it to appeals, they will send it back to exam before they deal with you. Let exam handle this. So one of the things that we have just learned, this has been going on for a few years now, mm-hmm. one of the things we just learned Friday is if you don't go to appeals in the first place and you wait for that 90-day letter and then file a tax court petition mm-hmm. and you go to appeals in the second place, then you can bring new documents into appeals. Hmm. That's the only way to bring new documents to them.
But sounds to me like, folks, this is where you need a lot of help, like people like Eva Rosenberg. Eva, I have people help me with my taxes. I don't even try to understand it. And that was one of my main goals in my business career, was to be able to afford a professional to help me with it, like you. Eva, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 21-plus great years. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.